Welcome back to Let's Talk Sis. I'm your host, Tamika Howell. So we had to come back again for part two with the Harrises about their greatness and, you know, some stuff we were talking about. If y'all didn't hear Lex Week, y'all hear what we're going to talk about. But just let me tell you how you can find me on my platforms. I'm Tamika, TamecaHowell on Facebook. I'm not really on Instagram, but it's Tamika8 on Instagram. Well, how else y'all gonna find me? Let's Talk Sis on Facebook. I have actually a group that we come and talk about the things that we talked about today, or whatever questions are on my mind for the sisters. We don't got brothers in that group. You can't come in that group and don't leave us alone.
You not invited.
Now, baby, maybe you want to talk through your wife. You could do that, but stay yourself off of Let's Talk Sis. Personal.
I just became a puppet.
I don't know what you became. But y'all go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell the people again who you are, what you do, where they can find you, where y'all from, all of that good stuff.
All right. Man, I guess I'll start. I'm Ken Harris, owner of Shaken Enterprises, LLC. Man, I think it's more about what we don't do as opposed to what we do. I'm an entrepreneur by trade, real estate, automotive, cars, trucking, with logistics, Groupon, and financial empowerment. That's what it's about. So I'm just working on passive income streams. My wife is my faithful partner, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Yep, just like he said, I'm Shayna Shay. Shaken Enterprise is something that we decided to do for family wealth, generational wealth. So we created Shaken Enterprises and just kind of opened up an umbrella of different things and resources for our community and our children, and something that they can also build off of. So we're really excited about the services that we offer. And so, like my husband said, we do Shaken Auto Motors. We have Shaken Self-Care. We have Shaken Logistics. And, you know, financial support. So all of those things that we do. And you can right now contact us via email.
That's Shaken, Shayken, Enterprises, plural, LLC, number1@gmail.com.
When he say number one, y'all, he don't mean the hashtag symbol. You can just put
just
one.
Just the one?
Yeah, you can just put, because it get a little confusing nowadays.
Oh, hashtag,
because
I hashtag everything. Hashtag shake it, hashtag how, hashtag let's talk sis, hashtag me.
But soon you're going to be able to hashtag all that. We will be social media. Our social media presence will be very strong really, really soon, and website and all that great stuff. So
let's get it. So today we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Actually, well, the two things I want to talk about, you guys kind of already talked about, but I know one of our passions is building a legacy and leaving a legacy for our children. So we're going to talk about some ways that we could do that. And then I want to get back on this multiple wives conversation that we had.
Let's do it.
Some people have told me that I sounded a little combative on the last time, so I'm going to stay combative. Just saying. No, I'm just playing. But my position is my position. Your position is your position. Y'all's position is y'all's position, whoever's listening out there. And I just want to give different ideas. I never want anybody to agree, and I won't just agree just because I'm agreeing. Does that work for y'all?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So don't shut down, and well, it didn't sound like we, if y'all listened to the last one, we was going, listen, we was going toe for toe. toe for toe. So that's what I want to do. So I kind of want to talk about all that we do, we build relationships. I just want to talk about real quick, what do you think one of the key components of building positive relationships is?
I think you just got to be honest. And I think with honesty, you have to kind of meet people where they're at. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times when you're trying to build relationships and whatnot, you try to formulate what this idea that you have of this person and make them that. Mm-hmm. And you just got to pretty much trust the person and believe the person of who they are. You know, once you do that, I think that the relationship can foster and grow, and you can kind of understand each other and not judge each other, because you have an understanding of truly who you are, and that kind of builds the trust and the loyalty to help it grow.
And I think people just got to be honest, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what you said, but I mean, I really say be honest, mm-hmm. because sometimes we have this whole facade, we build this whole imposters be there, and we don't really be honest. But I think if we stay honest about whatever our beliefs is, whoever we are, then we can have these positive relationships that don't, in the long run, end up being like, who are you? I don't know if y'all ever been around somebody like that, but mm-hmm. you thought they were being honest, and they'd be like, I'm the realest person, and then you find out that that wasn't true at all.
Usually, if somebody say I'm the realest person, they're probably the fakest person in the room.
Oh.
So,
I guess I'm going to start saying that then.
Well, no, but because, I mean, if you say it, it depends on the situation, of course, but I'm talking about people, because we all know that person, like, man, I'm the realest person, or I keep it 100, I keep it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if they say that, you know, they I keep 110, man. I'd be like 110 fakish. Go ahead, Ken, what do you think is, you know, one of the main characteristics of a positive relationship?
I think the primary component of any relationship, whether it's positive or negative, is communication. And I think the strength of your communication determines if the relationship
is positive or negative.
That's
what I was going to say, positive. I mean, good communication for positive.
Yeah. In our experience, you know, in our marriage, I made it a point to emphasize communication. I come from a divorce. I was divorced about 11 years ago now, and you know, going through therapy, I really realized.
Did you say therapy?
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Hey. You know, because in our community, we be like, we ain't telling nobody our business. Man, we need to process.
Well, I'd rather medicate myself than to self-medicate.
There you go.
Yeah, but
so, go ahead.
Well, as I was saying, I just learned that communication is key. You know, I was in a situation where I thought I was communicating, but I wasn't having the right conversations.
Right.
So I chose to take a different path with my wife now, and I have the hard conversations with her. You know, I'm going to let her know when everything's good. I'm going to let her know when everything's not, and vice versa. You know, so I leave those lines open so that she can communicate to me the way that she needs to. And I think that's what's contributed to most of the success. And, you know, it takes a lot of patience and loyalty and honesty and all the things that she said as well. But I think the foundation of it is communication.
Yeah, I think I would agree. Communication is we just have to. Good communication is what I'm going to say, because we just have to have that. But I just wanted to kind of start about that, because as we talk about building a legacy, we have to have some honesty, trust, respect, and all those things. So I first want to talk about, because I think that we need to start being strategic in how we lay this foundation. So one thing I talked about, or what I thought about, is defining what it means to you. What does legacy mean to you? Like, what does that really mean? What does that look like? What is just what it means? And so the thing is that when you define something, you can know where, if you're hitting that target or not, right? And so we want to first, I think the first thing that we should do is define what legacy means. And is it important to us? It should be, but is it important? So if I say, what defining your legacy, what is it that you guys want to leave? Because y'all talk about that. Y'all talked about that. I've talked to y'all about that multiple times. And then every time y'all start, y'all always say leaving a legacy, right? What does that look like?
Leaving your mark, your bloodline, you know, what you stand for, morals, ethic, history, family. It's kind of, you know, like, for example, my grandfather, right, Anderson Spann was the first black black commissioner in Indiana, Lake County commissioner. And with that, you know, he opened the door for my family for education and, you know, just so our name in our area. Oh, you're a Span, they expect a certain level from you,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and also give me the strength of my ancestors. It's a powerful thing once I'm walking in that light, you know, because you're walking on the back of people that did so many things before you. And so if we continue that and continue to make it that important and that powerful and hey, you know.
Because it had to be held up high, mm-hmm. right? Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I think legacy in its simplest form is a gift, right? And when we talk about leaving a legacy, a gift of wealth, a gift of empowerment, a gift of steadfastness, of right?
Compassion.
Compassion. Yeah. When I talk about building and leaving, I want the gifts that I leave to super citizens. Mm-hmm. You know, I go back to my dad. He just passed away, but what he left, and I'm an example of what he left. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that, you know, when we talk about legacy, it's more for our children. And even those that are around us, that are inspired by us.
That's what I was going to say. If we talk about the community, like we were talking about, it's even taken just the legacy of our ancestors. My grandmother, great-grandmother, grandfather, great-grandfather, my mom, my dad. What can we take? Because when you say literally built this, we walking on the backs of the people that let, what did you say? We're walking on the, what did you say?
What did I say?
This country has built on our back. But if we know the things that we would not have, iron boards, lights, all kind of stuff, if we didn't hold in our head held up high because we don't know that the greatness that comes out of this melanated body of ours.
And that's the legacy, is to make sure that the story does not, you know, get twisted
or watered down.
Mm-hmm. And we be proud of what we said before previously, is that, hey, they want to teach us that we came off these boats and we're slaves and we're this and that. And, you know, we don't know how to do anything. We're chaotic and you know how.
But they wouldn't have brought us over here if we didn't know how to do anything.
That's the point of legacy. You know what I mean? Is that we have to find that and find our truth and all of those great things, and it's important now in this day and age that we keep it going.
So I think the other things that I think of in building a legacy and how do you get to that is, one, you have to purpose, because your purpose is wrapped up in the legacy that you're going to leave. I know me and Ken, sometimes we go back and forth because he just likes to go back and forth. I don't know what be wrong with him. Back and forth. But we go back and forth about how to get back and forth about what our purposes are, and we kind of have different purposes that are in line. Kind of parallel, right? Kind of will cross paths at some point. But just the way it doesn't have to be the same for us. It has to be just, do you know your passion is, and are you into that? Are we getting to that to build a, because sometimes that ain't got nothing to do with us, and then we're like, why does we're like banging our head against the wall all the time? But that ain't what you were supposed to do. Stop. We need to stop looking at, because, you know, sometimes we look at other people, mm-hmm. and we see what they're doing, and we be like, oh, I cannot sell now. I'm going to get all the raggedy cars. They're going to be coming back to me talking about why this ain't working and why this ain't and why that ain't working, and this done fell off, and then nobody's going to want to support me. That ain't my lane.
Yeah. I have to say this, too. I think that in order to leave a legacy, and a real reason why I have a high respect and appreciation and love for you is because you have direction. A lot of people, like you said, they don't have that. And if you don't have direction, you know, nobody's going to follow you. You're not going to believe anything. You're not going to be able to leave anything that anybody's going to be able to work towards or achieve. So I've been working recently, just, you know, now I got my two sons at home and raising those two little boys. I take them with me and I spend time with them because direction, I can't just show them the result of what
the direction was, right?
I have to show them how to get to the wealth, how to get to the knowledge. So I take them with me so they can see the, you know, areas of opportunity where I faltered or I needed to make a change. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all about having that direction. And I think that once we are really able to tap in and are really focused, then the legacy becomes clear.
Okay. So I already kind of said this one, but cornerstoning your legacy, so knowing the purpose, right? But then, like, critiquing that certain unique feature, kind of, what are you uniquely doing, you know? We just had a meeting, kind of, and we were talking about not really pro-blackness, but pro-black. So I tell people, and I try not to disregard anybody. I say this all the time. God is not a respecter of persons, so I know it's about all of us. But I'm blackity black to black to the blackest.
Show your ass. Black.
Listen, what Dre say? I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark. Yeah, but I am, and it's not about, you know, me being disrespectful of any other culture or anything like that. It's just me loving my own and be an example in my own, because we have for so long.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We have so long been insecure and looked at, you know, they did that little study where they were showing the babies. One was a black baby, one was a light baby, a white baby. And they did let the black girl pick, and they always, which one is more beautiful? And they always picked the white doll. And I just think that's sad. And you know, I just want to show us that we could be who we are in the rawest form of who we are and still be loved, liked, and successful. And so it's not really about dislike, because people will take that wrong. You know, when you say pro-black, it means you're against something else. No, that just means I'm for my people. I'm not against anything else. And I want to show my people that we can do it within our community, and I'm going to keep trying. That's what I was telling y'all. Until we have done it, I'm not going to say it's not going to work, because we just don't, we haven't tried. We haven't even gotten the place where we're a unified force. And if we don't stand together, we'll stand for nothing all day. We'll fall for anything. Mm. So it's united we stand. What happens, for years I've been saying, united we stand. I have a whole, I don't got my little Black Lives Matter necklace on today, because it didn't go with my outfit.
It is anyway, cute, by the way, y'all.
Auntie who? No, but united we stand. I stand. I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. I am y'all's keeper. So that is where I'm. That's where I'm gonna stand. And I'm gonna stay firm in that. And I want to show you successfully. I can be my whole brand, and I can still be successful in that. Does that make sense? So to cornerstone, real quick, I'm sorry, and then I'll, to cornerstone my legacy, or to cornerstone how my unique feature, remember we were talking about that when we was building the business plan, what is my unique feature? That's unique to me. And I'm going to stay, and I'm going to stay doing that. Absolutely. And I'm going to let you do what you do, and I'm going to bring my uniqueness to you, and you know, and then I'm, you know, you get that business that way too, but it's, I just want us to know that we are. It's sad for us to look at each other and know, and I know the greatness that is in us, and we can't even think, we don't even think we're the most beautiful beings on this earth. They can't, melanin is magic. They can't create none of us. We could create them all day.
Facts.
All day.
The lightness will have no relevance without the darkness.
We're going to leave that there for, we're going to parking lot that one. So, go ahead, Shayna.
No, I agree with everything that you said, and I think that we're in the process of doing everything you said too, right? I think a lot of times we're in the process of doing it that we don't even realize that we are doing it. Mm-hmm. And we are doing it. We are in the process of it, and a lot of people are opening up their eyes, you know, and realizing that it is going to take us to come together with our dollars and make that circulate. And that comes back with education, right? Like Black Wall Street and, you know, different towns and areas that did these things. You know, our people did these things. It's not like it's really not foreign.
They're from it. Exactly. But I'm rooting for everything Black. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry, Shayna. Go ahead.
No. And again, ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, just go back to Tulsa, Oklahoma. They had their Black doctors, their Black bankers, their police officers, their teachers, their educators, everything, right? And they circulated that dollar in that community, I don't know how many times. So, and people are still alive from that day.
Yeah.
There's people still with it.
The last one I had on here was live your legacy and use your time wisely. Man, live that legacy. I know that Ken and Shayna are a perfect example of, right? Because you're going to live that legacy. And if this is the legacy, it don't matter what. Like, we're going to do this until we die, right? So I tell people all the time, they say, well, you didn't have time. You didn't do this. You didn't respond. Don't charge it to my heart, because that ain't it. But I'm busy because I'm building something. And sometimes we forget to take little breaks. But use your time wisely. Like, are we on Facebook? Are we on watching too much TV? Are we? And I'm not saying nothing's wrong with those, but kind of carve out your day in a way that, you know, you're doing more productive than non-productive. Because listen, I just got on TikTok, y'all. I'm gonna have to delete that off my phone. I scrolled on TikTok for 2 hours the other day and did not know that I was on TikTok. Okay, it was 1 hour and 30 minutes, but that's still 2 hours. Yeah. I was on TikTok for two, and that is not worth spending an hour and a half on when I could have been doing something else, because I do have a lot. I'm behind on some stuff. I got some stuff to do. So I'm to fullest.
Man, I'm so glad you touched on that. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Sorry.
So the reason why is I think, and I said this before, I said this to my wife, I said some of us would prefer to be entertained more than we'd be. I'm finding a way to be productive, finding a way to push us forward. I have minimal time to be entertained. Now, if I'm entertaining myself amongst our family, that's cool. But I don't do social media. I could care less about your TikTok videos. I can care less about gossip. I don't do no ratchet TV. I don't do any of that.
And what's interesting is I don't do it either. I don't know what happened. See, that'd be the enemy trying to stop you from your... Because, listen, the things that we are delving into in this, just this relationship right here, is something great. And so we have to sometimes look at those things and be like, why am I really doing that, right? Mm-hmm. What's really here? Anytime that I get distracted in a way that's unexplainable, or somebody comes to distract me, I'd be like, enemy. It's something that I'm supposed to be doing at this particular time, but that's good. Yeah. I think they bring these distractions on purpose. Because there ain't nothing on TikTok that I can...
Well, I mean, it goes back to quality as well, right? What are you putting into yourself? Just like the food you eat, like, you know, what are you really putting into yourself? If you're sitting here and you're entertained for three, four hours by somebody doing something stupid,
or belittling
our people, or being extra ratchet on TV,
yes,
or whatever those things are, right? You got to really think, what are you getting out of that? And for me, I'm not judging anybody. Those things being elevated in our community, right? We talk about legacy. We talk things like that. We got to be really mindful of what we're accepting, right? Think about it. You know, you get more people that are more interested in ratchet TV than the Cosby's.
So, like,
and
the twerk,
Black-ish,
and, you know, that's all you see and all stuff like that. I just got custody of my granddaughter, and I don't think she does this on purpose, but this is how strategic you be. Every time she pulls her pants up, she pulls them up over her shorts, up over her belly button. So I be like, come here. She's like, yes, Gigi. I said, I need you to pull your pants down. They need to be on your waist every single time you put them on. And she was like, okay. And so my son was like, Mama, why you say that? I said, because why do the pants supposed to be at her knees or, you know, a little bit higher, the shorts, and they all the way up. He's like, but she's a baby. Hun, if you don't teach her from now, well, she's seven. If you don't teach her from now, that's something she's going to continue to do, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't care what we say, you know, and it shouldn't be like this, but clothes and the way we wear our clothes makes it sexualizes us.
Absolutely.
Right? And so stuff just ain't important. I mean, it ain't normal to me. My mom, we dressed very conservative. When I just got to my one arm out right here, and I'm already, you see how I'm putting I had to wear this hair on purpose so that it could be over this part of it because that's too much skin showing, right? Yeah. And I'm not saying that anybody, do what you do, but I'm saying let's be strategic. When stuff happens, it doesn't make sense. I used to have people that go to the club and they be mad. Whatever we do, it all has to be strategic. Yeah. You talk about Ratchet TV. If you watch Ratchet TV, then those are the things that you're going to think, and you think that stuff is okay, and you start to glorify that.
Yep.
None of that is glorifiable.
Say it again.
Right? None of that is glorifiable. We don't, why? Why are we glorifying these ratchet relationships, these ratchet thoughts, these fights, this degrading of women? We're not building unity. How do we get to a legacy without any of those components?
I think it's just so much more to celebrate in our communities.
It is,
right?
Definitely.
I think the social media, even though it can be beneficial, it causes a sensationalism that takes us beyond who we really are. Like if you agree, right? If you took away comments and likes, what would those platforms be? So what happens is when you see the ratchetness on TV, you get your little girls, like your granddaughter, my daughters, and, you know, people of that age, they see those things. Things are getting their attention. They want to emulate those things.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about legacy, you have to really instill beauty, you know, in yourselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mannerisms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't walk around with you half your clothes off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
at any time.
And that's another reason why I'm kind of anti-social media. Bits of it has gotten so blown out of proportion. I remember I was on Facebook. I would, you know, I didn't even post much, but if I put something out that was inspirational or something,
I get like three likes.
You get no attention, but mm-hmm. if you ratchet, you know what I'm saying? You know, those things go viral.
That's why I'm not on social media for those purposes, because I don't get a lot of likes and comments on my stuff because first of all, that's not the place. But if we remember, Facebook was only for college students when it first came out.
Yeah.
So that was for a different purpose, and now mm-hmm. now we've turned it into something different. Social media is a great way to market.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in that. But when we're spending all of our time scrolling and, you know, having certain people in there, it's mindless. There's no purpose if it's Now, they could use it for a purpose. They could use it because they use it for advertising and you get a lot of people. But are we using it for that? Not really.
But what do they have to do to get those people? That's what I'm saying. If you put something out that's inspirational or pro-black or anything, those things don't get the attention. But you get the dumb dude that trip over the water and fall on the floor.
Then you're listening.
Everybody's watching. So it's a gimmick. No value in it.
So legacy. Building a legacy, we have to define what it is. Understand your actual purpose. What is your true purpose? And then kind of like critique it and give it a feature and go hard in that thing and wisely to build legacy. So I know these are classes that I haven't really talked to y'all yet about it, but these are that I think that we need to start to have and start to talk about and help maybe break them down in steps and help people give them some tools on how do you write a plan, how do you write a legacy, one word or one sentence, like basically a mission statement, right? Mm-hmm. So, Legacy, we'll get back into that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna jump into this wives and two wives and three, one husband type things. I wrote some pros and cons. So first, we're gonna talk mm-hmm. about, you know, kind of recap what you said last week, sis. So go ahead and, I don't know if you remember, but what was your position?
Well, so it's just it's funny. Just to piggyback off of last week's, basically in our community, right, in statistics, it's not a lot of black men that's available, right? And if you look at poverty stricken areas, you know, or not even really poverty, but just in different areas, a lot of single moms, kids have siblings, right? And so it's just like, is it benefit situations, the women are still entertaining the men, right? And so it's like, well, is it beneficial to do that and get nowhere, or is it beneficial to come together and actually build and go further? And it's funny because I actually kind of got this from a really good friend. I call her artist, and she actually did an open discussion about it. And she the comments and everything that I saw, it was eye opener for me, because people were like, "Yeah, I'll be a sister wife. Yeah, hey, I don't want to do that. I like take that off my plate, sis." And I was just blown away. And it's a lot of, you know, women that's actually agreeing to this, and I'm older generation of women, but I just thought it was really, really interesting to see that.
Okay. Can you look like you got to say before I jump in? Y'all got hold on. Tap, tap.
Man, baby, that's pretty deep. Shout out to Brittany, our girl. So any fellas that's listening to this, man, I want to make sure that I'm putting the right thing out, because I know, you know, it's more ears than ears in this room right now. It's not about pimping. This ain't about, you know, how many notches can you go. The true concept of community is about being accountable and being, you know, a upright guy. And having multiple commitments, let's put it like that, I think it's the key, right? When you look at the statistics, like my wife said, there's a shortage. A lot of us are in jail, right? A lot of us may have jumped the other side of the fence from sexual orientation. What that does is that leaves a black woman out there. I'd much rather see a community that's surrounded by men that are being accountable and handling multiple situations than to see what we see right now. Single women raising kids by themselves. That's not going to get us anywhere. So I challenge women to ask themselves, would they rather struggle or, you know, be a part of a community that's going to allow them, their children, and others around them to flourish?
I challenge women. I would challenge y'all, men and women, to be able to learn how to be committed and to learn how to build a community, a real community, not one where I have to compromise my morals and compromise what I believe in just to say that I have some help. So I'm not sure, because it was for a few years, and I've kind of got it working. I have people I can call. I have people I can refer people to, and I don't think that it has to be done alone, and the only way to do it is if I compromise how I feel about it, because a lot of women are saying, yeah, take that off my plate, but when they're in the actual situation happening, because I've had, like I said, I have multiple friends that try to do the polyamorous thing, and it always ended up being some drama, whether somebody was getting one of the cons was they start to breed jealousy.
Yeah, jealousy is gonna kill it. If you're jealous, it's not gonna work. But jealousy is gonna kill it.
If we keep it a G, nobody wants to share who they love, right? As far as sexually, mentally, you know, like as far as having an emotional, how do I say it? Like when people have emotional relationships. But there's no problem. Remember I said, Miss Johnson, come go hang up Miss Johnson's blinds and go take her kid down to play softball and go pick him up because she can and pick her up because she can, and she can't go to the grocery store. Says, can you help me get to the grocery store? Can you come help me cook? Do that. Why do we have to say that we have to be in a polyamorous relationship where we have multiple partners as far as sexually or intimately to do that. Like, that is where I'm having a challenge. Like, I don't think that we have to do that. I don't think and that's kind of what that's what polyamorous relationships are. They're not just that I ask somebody to come help. Like, why can't we try that first? We always jump to, I feel like we be coming up with stuff of a problem that's still going to be a problem. He's still, dude's still going to be out there.
Let me say this.
That's what y'all
say. I get what you're saying, Tamika, but at the same time, well, I guess, so let me make this clear. We're not in that type of relationship, but I understand it. And I guess the reason why I do understand it is just because I actually talk to people that are from African descent, right? And that's so normal. It's not even about jealousy. It's not about none of that. It is so normal for a man that is wealthy to have multiple wives, and they have their roles, and it's really a thing.
Let me help you, because I work in a field where there is a lot of African people. I've lived in Africa, and you know, whoever, depending on who you're talking to, the wives end up having an issue. It end up causing, they just can't, because in their culture, they better not say nothing. The kids are affected greatly because they usually don't live in one house. They live in separate houses. The dad is sometimes over here at this house, but them kids are very adamant and are very broken because of it. So these are the kids. So I've been talking about this, because I'm like, how do y'all do that? And how they be angry at father, you know? So if it worked, who are we talking to?
So the person that I'm referring to is actually a professor.
It is.
And I could definitely do more research for sure on
Let's do it.
But the person that I'm referring to, because that's what kind of like, what? I don't think he's like, yeah. He was a professor. He was like, that's what we do in Africa. And he was like, you know, we all was raised. My mom was the one that collect and did the books, and you know, he was like, it was just like a normal thing. It wasn't abnormal. Now, did he do it and practice it? No, he I don't believe he did, but that's how he was raised. And
I'm not saying anything can work for good and anything can work for not good. I'm just saying I've been having this conversation for years, and I don't usually hear it as they came out and it was just like, oh, okay, that's what we do. But anything can happen. So when you say I understand it, oh, I definitely understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I understand. I'm taking a position of, no, why can't we try
to women?
Let me ask you that. Well, let me ask you that. I'm going to be honest with you. If you look at our communities right now, we're trying something else. That's why we got baby daddies,
something
baby mamas. Baby daddies, baby mamas. We got single women raising kids. So when you say this is something that you just come up with, no, this is not.
I didn't say nobody just came up.
Are you familiar with Muslim?
I'm definitely familiar with Muslim. These are who I'm usually typically talking about, because that's who typically practice it.
Absolutely. So there are a lot of benefits, and I think the benefits go so much deeper. I dated a Muslim woman, and I really studied Islam, and to marry somebody, just to commit to somebody off of emotion, and to have I'm not saying you said it, but to have a relationship that's predicated simply on sex and ownership of an individual, those things seem to be not healthy, because there's so much value that a person has.
I don't think ownership is what I think. Maybe that's what I don't think. I think commitment and ownership are.
You said sharing. You say you have a problem with sharing.
Sharing, commitment, and we could choose if that works for me or not. So pros and cons.
Okay.
Pros and cons. What I wrote down. Good support system.
Absolutely.
So you definitely can have more than two heads are better than one. So that means even more heads are even better than that one head that you have. Clarity. Making sure that we have, you typically in a poly, the love, and then I also put, I saw somebody talk about it revives the relationship that you could have. And then the cons, I saw, you know, a lot of people judge what you're doing. Dating is hard. Numbers, period. They were talking about dating is hard. So if I just come in and we, because a lot of these polyamorous relationships, they make it business deals. Mm-hmm. They like, this, we gonna do this, because we go and date. It's so many hidden agendas out of dating. It's so many lies and not. Listen, I'm having a hard time, y'all.
But it's
a hard time. So that's one of the cons of, you know.
Well, traditionally in those type of situations, wife will go out and find a mate for the husband, right? Because the wife is looking for somebody, and she knows the husband's needs, the desires. She knows her personal needs, desires.
Well,
she knows
what the family's doing. I've seen a lot of men get saying, "Hey, this." So I don't know. I don't know who's
what you're motivated by. But I tell you this, I trust my wife gonna fit.
But let's be clear, that ain't happening. I'm just saying
Let's be clear.
I understand. Just like you said, you understand it.
But
you
you're not interested.
Yeah, I'm not interested. But I get it and I understand it and I get the statistics and I see why women are saying, let's move this route. That's why I said last week, I'm very blessed and happy that I found my soulmate and my husband. It's like you said.
And for Tamika.
And those are the options that are.
That ain't an option for me. And I, no matter what pros that is, listen, I done made it. The Holy Spirit is strong. He said he will bring this made perfectness. I'm going to use that for me. Now, if y'all choose whatever here, but if people choose to do whatever people choose, I get it. But what I'm trying to, whatever word you use, we do not have to have more than one husband or wife in order to get our, have our needs fulfilled or in order for us not to build a community. I would hope that we would try those things and come up with, you know, a different type of plan because as a woman, and I'm not a jealous woman at all, and I'm very confident in myself, it is something about sharing something that you love. And on a personal, intimate level, that should be y'all's and should be special to you. It should be cleaving as be unified as one. It's very different than my husband going and helping somebody doing what they doing. I'm not a fan and I'm not interested. However, if y'all doing it, but we say they doing it successfully, but I hear so many stories of not. And I be able to be in unique groups where I talk to a lot of different people every single day, and I ask those questions because I want to understand what's going on. I know, because I used to date a lot of Africans, and that's what, you know, and I'd be like, well, how is that working? So now I got questions, you know. But do listen, mm-hmm. It makes sense, right?
It makes sense.
We have multiple wives, though, and then, I mean...
Multiple husbands?
Husbands, excuse me.
You can find two that's worth it. Go ahead.
Listen, it's even more I ain't even going to mention no names, but I do know a female who is married and had a boyfriend... And guess what?
Did they come
it
together?
It worked until one of them died.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Men know. Now, why he's sitting up here looking like that, saying all that, he ain't going for the going for.
I'm just saying. I've seen that situation,
for,
too.
He ain't going for the going
for. I've seen that situation,
he ain't going for
too.
The going for. This one right here ain't going
in,
for.
Though. I put the work in not to need that situation, right?
How about we promote that? Come on. How about Ken get in place?
Put the work in.
To be in a safe.
But you know what we need to promote? We need to promote the youth. We need to promote these young men and these young women, like you were saying, respect, being accountable to their bodies and all of those things.
Then maybe we won't have so much baby daddy, baby mama, baby babies.
So I'm glad you said that. Let me clarify that too. So I think, and my wife could probably attest, I don't think her point is saying, hey, this is the best way. But considering where we are now, it's a viable option to get out. The best way is, like we're saying, be responsible with your bodies, young men. Young women, be responsible, make decisions, try to be responsible, have a mentor, somebody talk to you about having sex and having relationships and children and things of that nature so that you won't be limited in your options as you get older, right?
Yeah.
Because the
purpose, gain some money so that y'all can be able to sustain financially. And then if you need some help, then you go hire a maid. You go hire them. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm just saying that's what I do. Listen.
So, listen. Yeah, when you think about help in that aspect, as far as like having multiple wives and all that, I really kind of tie that back into a situation, just multiple baby mamas with one guy, and they still messing with that guy. Ain't
but then you would just kick him out. We not gonna get. First of all, if he doing all that, he ain't worth me trying to do nothing with.
Yeah, that's because you're strong,
so they now
right?
They settling.
Whoa!
But
if the guy is out there doing, he's being infidel. He's not doing. Where's the commitment?
Do you think a guy can love more than one woman? Mm.
I think when we talk about love is a feeling.
That's
word.
That's a yes or no answer.
No, it ain't. You can't do that. Don't do that to me. No, I'm not answering yes or no. Listen, I have this conversation all the time because I think we get love misconstrued. I think love is an action word. I don't think it's a feeling. So if we're in a relationship together, right, and we have already said, because I would set the standards and the boundaries. I don't want to be with somebody who be with somebody else. And you do that, and it's not love to me. Love to me.
But what if he's upfront and honest with you? Say,
then I wouldn't even be, then that would. But that's not what she just said. What she said is they have multiple different baby mamas. They doing everything. Never, let's not have strife. But we were first, because if we did, everybody would care, then it wouldn't be no issue.
Well, they know about each other. They just, you know,
I wanna ask
it's
a
just a weird situation.
Don't be trying to ask me yes or no questions.
Do you have more than one father of
yes,
your children?
Yes, sir.
Did you love those ended by them?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Was that responsible?
No, it wasn't. Not at all.
Point taken.
But I should just link responsibility and just be unresponsible and just because it's... What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
No. I'm just making a clear point. The point of that I'm putting out is that if you... Typically, you're having kids. There's some type of bond between you and that person.
Yeah, but that's when with. I say love. I told you, see, I think of love.
The time that you were having, you didn't feel like you loved them?
We'll talk about that later on.
Oh, okay. Hold up. Different topic. Sorry, y'all.
That's a whole different area. Listen,
whoever she's talking about, I apologize.
Teenage mom.
That's what I'm saying. I was a teenager and most of them.
But you thought you loved them.
Okay,
did you?
Anywho,
Tamika, invite me back when you talk about have teenage mom.
Can we and leave him out of there?
I was a teenage mom, and I can relate.
And he want me to say something level. That I can't say, because then do you think, first of all, anyway, listen, today we talked about legacies. We might have to have part three. We're going to have another.
We're going to have a part three.
Listen.
We're going to be like trapped in the closet.
Right.
Shout out to Kels. This is my guy.
Yeah.
We see you.
Right. Trying to just, you know, just talking through these different situations. If y'all here listening to these topics and you want to talk about it, you know, get in my inbox at my Facebook platform, Tamika Howell, TAMECA. My last name is HOWELL. Find Let's Talk Sis on the Facebook page. Get in my inbox because I answer all questions and we'll get back on here and talk. I think I'm going to have the Harrises out here for a little while because I like y'all energy, right? But we out this piece, y'all. Tell them where they can find you one more time.
It's shaken.enterprises. That's shaken.enterprises. LLC1@gmail.com.
You got it. #1 because people put the hashtag.
All right, for all my non-GED babies.
Or say not no hashtag because then they might spell one out. Y'all just need email. But we out this piece, y'all.